Grace to you and peace in the name of our coming Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Is it safe? I've been hearing that question a lot this year. People wanting to go out of their house to go grocery shopping, but is it safe? Folks wanting to eat out at restaurants, but is it safe? Families wanting to fly on airplanes to go on vacations, but is it safe? And Christians deliberating on going back to in-person worship, but is it safe? I find it interesting that folks never really ask that question about going to the grocery store prior to the whole coronavirus thing. And yet, getting into your car and driving to the store has probably never been a safe activity. And yet, we've always done it anyway. And eating out at restaurants has always put folks at risk for getting food poisoning or hepatitis A, and yet the majority of us have never really let that stop us from going out for dinner. And flying has always come with its share of risk, but most of us have never let that awareness put an end to our travel plans. And finally, gathering together to worship Jesus has never been a completely safe way to spend one's time. And yet God's people have always done it anyway, at least up until recently. I've been perplexed at how many Christians and how many Christian churches have let their worship practices be determined by asking the question, is it safe? And I don't know where that comes from, because that has never been a relevant question nor a determining factor for God's people in the past. Do you think Daniel asked if it was safe to continue worshiping Yahweh after he had been ordered not to by a decree of King Darius? Do you think the shepherd boy David asked himself if it was safe for him to go out and fight the mighty warrior, the giant Goliath? Do you think the apostles asked each other if it was safe for them to be God's witnesses to Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth? Do you think Martin Luther asked if it was safe to nail the 95 theses on the church door in Wittenberg, call out the abuses and the false teachings of the Roman church? Do you think the underground Christians in China ask themselves still today if it's safe for them to gather together to worship Jesus in opposition to the communist government? I'm not trying to be flippant, but since when has being safe ever been a deal breaker for God's people? Was it safe for Moses to defy Pharaoh? Safe for Gideon to go against the entire armies of the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the eastern peoples who were as thick and numerous as locusts with just 300 men? safe for the widow of Zarephath to give away the last of her food to Elijah. Safe for Hosea to marry an adulterous wife. Safe for Jonah to go to Nineveh. And on and on and on. The whole history of God's people is a record of a people for whom "is it safe" was never a consideration. Not if the activity was one in which they believed they had been called to by God. Maybe they never asked the question because they already knew the answer. No, it's not safe to defy the king. Face a giant, fight against an army, give away the last of what you've got. None of those things are safe. But because God had called them to those activities and had promised to be with them, they did those things anyway. It certainly was not safe for John the Baptist to be the forerunner for Jesus. His bold witness put him in hot water with the Jewish leaders and in the crosshairs of King Herod. In fact, so much so was it not safe for John that he was eventually beheaded. So no, it was not safe for John the Baptist to be a witness for Christ Jesus. It wasn't safe for the apostles either. Every single one of them were martyred for their faith in and witness for Jesus, save for the apostle John. But though John was not martyred for his faith and witness, he was persecuted for it, and he suffered for it. Tradition holds that at one time, this beloved disciple of Jesus was boiled in oil, but somehow survived, obviously by the grace of God, to eventually die of old age. Jesus warned his disciples that they would have trouble in this world. He warned them that they would be hated by this world. He also instructed them that to be his follower, one must take up his cross, which means that one must die to oneself daily and follow him. And thus, the life of one who follows Jesus and wants to live as a witness for Jesus isn't going to be safe. But I don't know when doing the right thing has ever really been a safe activity. Is it safe to stand up to the bully at school? Is it safe to jump into the freezing river to save a drowning child? Is it safe to go against the crowd and take a stand against injustice? Be the whistleblower at work? No, none of those things are safe. But we step forward in faith, and we do those things anyway, when those are the right things to do for us as disciples of and witnesses for Jesus. I think too many folks in the Christian church have been asking the wrong question concerning this COVID crisis. We should not be asking ourselves, is it safe? But rather, what is it that God is calling us to do? And how can we best be God's witnesses? The question of whether something is safe or not is a moot question if it is something that God is calling us to do. For you see, whatever God calls us to do, He also accompanies us to do, and He empowers us to do. And if God is with us, who can be against us? Are those merely words? Or do we believe what those words of God say? Near the beginning of Matthew's gospel, Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." And at the end of Matthew's gospel, Jesus said this to his disciples, "Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." And in Acts 1, right before he left his disciples to ascend into heaven, Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses to the ends of the earth." See, we have been called to be God's witnesses. Through the water and the word of holy baptism, the Holy Spirit poured out upon us the blood-bought forgiveness of Jesus, won for us through his death on the cross and through his resurrection from the grave. And he created life-giving, life-saving faith in our hearts. And in those moments that we became Jesus followers, we also became his witnesses as we were filled with the light of his love. We were then also commissioned to then go be the bearers and the sharers of that love. And never were we instructed to ask ourselves, "Is it safe?" But rather, "Is this what God is calling us to do? At this time, in this place, in this way." For where God calls one to be, he enables one to be. Now, just to be clear, please listen carefully. I am not telling anyone to throw caution to the wind and just go out and be careless, because God's with us. I am saying that we need to be making our life and faith decisions based on a different question. Is it safe should be replaced with, what is God calling me to do? And how we each answer that question, regardless of the risk, is what then determines what we do and what we do not do. And so as we face the fears that lay before us, whatever those fears may be, may we never let our fear become bigger than our faith. And may we always seek to follow God's calling on our lives despite the risks, so that our witness for Jesus may never be obscured. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.